98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Burns and Gambo talk Diamondbacks baseball with a D-backs broadcaster, the Booth. It's a fact check. I'm back. You
back. We back. Every Friday, we get a chance to catch up with one of the Diamondback broadcasters. Talk a little Diamondbacks baseball. Joining us right now, live from Petco Park, from Fox Sports Arizona, the one, the only, Jody Jackson, here on the Burns and Gambo Show. What's going on, JJ?
Oh, just another perfect day in San Diego. Right. Guys are warming up out here throwing. Of course, right now, this time of year, you know, everyone was hoping they'd be closer to that wild card spot, but that's not the case right now. And they're just, you know, the big news today is, of course, Ketel Marte being shut down for the rest of the season. It really doesn't surprise me just because of the fact that he was having trouble during that Dodger series where the D-backs actually dominated the Dodgers. He wasn't in the lineup for one or two of those games, and it's been bothering him a little bit. So the good news is, according to Mike Hazen, he's not going to need surgery, and it's a stress reaction. He should be ready to go by spring with rest and things like that. At least that's what they know right now. So, I mean, in some ways it's good news, but we all love to see him play. I mean, 77 extra base hits this year, hitting .329. He did play 144 games. He played a lot of baseball, but, you know, knowing Ketel, he would like to be out there right now.
Yeah, it didn't seem like there was really much of anything for the Diamondbacks to think about on this one, even if it wasn't something as serious as a stress reaction in his lower back. There's, at this point, there's just no reason to have him out there for these final nine games.
Yeah, I mean, he's such a big part of, you know, the going forward with the future of this club. You want to keep him healthy. And, I mean, certainly you have to wonder. I mean, I was watching Cards Cubs earlier today. Rizzo kind of tweaked his ankle or something, and he was out there, taped it up. I mean, they talked about another pitcher that was, you know, maybe not going to be ready yet, but he declared himself ready. I mean, if you're right there or you're in this race or you're going to the playoffs, it's interesting how guys handle things differently. But for Ketel, it seems obvious that this is, you know, this is a stress reaction. This is something that maybe could get worse. I don't know. I'm, you know, obviously there hasn't been a lot of detail yet. We'll talk to Troy Lavelle a little bit later, but it just seems like it was something serious enough to not want to send him out there again or say, hey, we're going to wait a couple days, just shut him down. And they don't have the decision. You know, that's, you know, it's not great not going to the playoffs, but you don't have that. You know, imagine if they were, you know, guys. I mean, you have, then you don't have your best player, best hitter in some ways. Obviously, Eduardo Escobar is right up there, too. But, you know, Ketel has been the guy that's carried this team many nights and right up there with Escobar. And offensively, you can't replace a guy like that in your lineup. So they're going to have him ready for next year, and that's what they're going to focus on.
Jody, it just seems like the mindset really changed after that sweep in New York by the Mets, because then they lost two out of three to the Reds. But they had been a game and a half out of the wild card, and I think just devastated that four-game series in New York. Have you noticed a little bit of a switch in their mindset since that series?
I mean, not really, Gambo. I mean, the mindset seems the same, but they know the numbers. I mean, you know, they're not mathematically eliminated, so every guy in there is going to talk about getting in, you know, and but you see the people, you see the teams that are lined up and how it's shaping up. I think the bigger thing was not so much after that series, but while it was going on. As you know, it was a four-game series. First two games were competitive, and then the last two, I mean, I couldn't even explain what I was seeing, honestly, because all of a sudden, this team was not pitching, gave up a lot of homers. They were shut down. I think it did affect them seeing Luis Castillo twice in a week and seeing Jacob deGrom, and they saw some very tough pitching and for whatever reason maybe couldn't rebound like they have in the past. And that was a very tough series. It kind of did, of course, put a damper on what they were trying to do, but and it's hard to explain. I think everyone was kind of scratching their heads at what we saw in New York. But, you know, there are a lot of games you can look back the season and say, where did it, in the Miami series down there in July, people talk about, and the guys talk about letting those slip away. So it's, at this point, it's a learning experience.
Yeah. Jody, thanks for coming on and giving us the latest on Ketel Marte. I know you guys will have much more on it tonight on Fox Sports Arizona there from Petco Park. But it's good to hear your voice, and thanks for being on for a few minutes. We appreciate it.
All right. All right, thanks, guys. 6:30 pregame.